We're in conversation in studio with Dr. Yoni Friedhoff, Medical Director of the Bariatric Medical Institute here in Ottawa, talking about Canada's food guide. And I wanted to look at each of the components. And so the first one off is dairy.
Sure.
And what they're actually recommending, and a commercial now that you saw on television, essentially on the basis of now this food guide giving it the seal of approval.
So why don't we start off briefly by talking about dairy and the evidence behind dairy. So dairy is something that's strongly promoted by the milk industry as being extremely helpful for you. It seems to be a miracle food according to the food industry and certainly the milk boards. As far as the evidence goes, again, using Walter Willett's work with the nurse's health study and the physician's follow-up study, and according to Dr. Willett himself, who I spoke to directly, he feels that there's actually more evidence now to suggest the possibility of risk for high dairy consumption versus benefit, with the risks being increased risks of fatal and aggressive prostate cancer, as well as increased risk of ovarian cancer. And with regards to the benefits, with osteoporosis being the one most touted, of course, osteoporosis prevention, that diets higher in dairy consumption by as much as threefold showed no difference in the rate of osteoporotic fractures. The fact that dairy has its own category in the food guide is surprising because really dairy is, there's nothing in and of dairy that should warrant its own category. There are other foods with calcium. There are other foods with vitamin D. Putting all of that aside, if you want to consume dairy, it's interesting what the food guide is actually recommending that you do. So the food guide has a very explicit recommendation on dairy consumption. It actually says have 2 glasses of milk, 500 mils, each day to meet your vitamin D needs. And 500 mils of milk is 2 servings of milk. What's also interesting is that it says that Canadians between the ages of 2 and 9 and 18 and 50 of both sexes consume 2 servings of dairy a day. So this food guide is therefore basically saying drink 2 glasses of milk a day and no more dairy after that. What's fascinating is when you go to the My Food Guide section, which is the online component that Tony Clement bragged a great deal about on the television, saying it was quite customizable. First of all, it's not customizable. The only thing you can put in is your age and your sex. You can't put in your height, your weight, or your activity level, obviously very important components. But when you get to the milk section, when you're picking your choices, according to the My Food Guide, chocolate milk becomes a healthy choice. Whole milk becomes a healthy choice, and pudding becomes a dairy alternative. And my wife was watching television just 2 days ago, the 2 days after the release of the food guide, and she saw the first commercial from the Dairy Farmers of Canada that told Canadians that chocolate milk was a good choice for our children because Canada's food guide says so.
Irrespective of the extra sugar that's added into the milk because of the chocolate.
That's right. So if you indeed had 2 glasses of chocolate milk per day for a year, as the food guide quite clearly tells you to, that would be 38 pounds worth of calories of chocolate milk in a year. Drop per drop, there are more calories in chocolate milk than in Coca-Cola.
So if someone goes to the My Futures, and I went there and I did my own, my own profile. And again, it didn't ask me how much I exercise, what my weight is, or my height, or anything like that. But alone in the extra carbohydrates it recommended, and in with regards to the milk, because I don't drink very much milk, I would be taking in an extra minimum 500 calories more per day, minimum from what this guide is telling me. And if nothing were to change, that is, my exercise level stayed the same, all my other food choices stayed the same, and just this component was increased, that would amount to 50 pounds more a year of calories.
That's right.
If I were to follow this food guide.
That's right.
So what happens to people when they go to this guide and they don't have that information because it's not telling them how many calories they're taking? What is the net effect, and are we going to be able to audit the effect of the use of this guide on our population?
Well, I mean, we can talk about the potential effect of the prior guide. So obesity rates in Canada were stable between roughly 1976 and 1992. It was only in 1992, which was coincident with the release of the last food guide, that obesity rates started rising. Now, I'm not suggesting it's the only factor, but certainly the food guide begs people to overconsume, and it does so 2 ways. Firstly, it recommends minimum numbers of servings. It actually says don't eat less than the minimum number. So it's begging Canadians to eat some bare minimum amount where the minimum is actually more than the food guide in 82 recommended you have in total. But secondly, what's fascinating is that while it does indeed have weights and measures for food, for instance, it says a slice of bread is 35 grams. Firstly, if you go to your supermarket, slices of bread do weigh more than 35 grams. But secondly, nowhere in this document, nowhere, does it say, in order to use this document properly, you must weigh and measure all of your food. And the fact is that Health Canada did their own research that showed most Canadians assume a serving is what they put on their plate. They don't weigh and measure their servings. So if Health Canada knows we don't weigh and measure servings, and they're telling you to have a bare minimum number, they are begging Canadians to overconsume.
And that takes us to portion sizes. And we interviewed Dr. Brian Wansink of Cornell University a few weeks ago, and his main he wrote a book called Mindless Eating. And his main concern was that it's not the flavor of our food or our hunger. It is the visual cues in front of us. So you're right. When you have a slice of bread, you don't care whether it's 35 grams. It's just a slice of bread.
That's right.
If you take a larger plate, you're going to fill up that plate and finish that plate. So you may take the recommended servings that they say, but if your servings are on a larger plate, you may actually be taking a larger serving than what Health Canada proposed that you did.
That's right.
We're going to have some more fun after the break. Dr. Yoni Friedhoff is in studio. We're going to be taking your calls, 1-800-580-2372. Questions about the food guide, but just general questions as well with regards to weight loss, diet, what you've done in the past to try and help yourselves lose weight, exercise, just the whole gamut of stuff. He's in studio to answer your questions. 1-800-580-2372. I'm Dr. Barry Dworkin, and you're listening to Sunday House Call.